Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. This morning we're going to focus on creativity. How many of you love to create? Everybody raise your hand, please. We all love to create. Creativity is so much fun, and I can tell everybody's in a creative space already today, because when I walked in, people were laughing and talking and being happy, and creativity really does bring you just that. It brings you joy. Have you ever been in a really creative space and been depressed? No. Absolutely not. And in fact, if you are depressed, I highly recommend you get busy and create something. I had a friend who called me from where she lived and said she was just so frightened and so disturbed. And I said, well, create something. She said, what? I said, anything. Bake a cake, cook dinner. Oh, I can do that. And immediately she felt better. And she did. She went and created a dinner, and I heard from her sometime later, and she said it really made a difference. She started to put her attention on creativity. Well, what we do with our bodies makes a difference. Have you noticed that? Drink too much alcohol, you don't feel good the next day. So one of the things we want to be aware of is we are in charge. I'm saying we, and I mean the spirit. The body's not in charge. Although it will do its best to take charge and pretend it's in charge unless you take over. You are spirit, you are the light and life of the body, and you, the spirit, are infinitely creative. So, allow yourself today to put your attention on connecting your communication between you, the spirit, and your body so that you begin to create in harmony. And you and the body are happy about what you're creating. Then everybody says, well, wouldn't you always be? Well, no, not necessarily. Let's say, for example, the soul has a difficult lesson to learn, and so it creates an illness. The body probably won't like that. But if the body doesn't resist it, and soul helps this body through it, it's going to move through that particular transition without so much struggle or suffering. However, if you struggle and suffer and fight whatever the growth is, it's just about guaranteed to be more difficult for the body. So that's an example of how spirit and body, when in harmony, don't have to create trauma and drama. When in communication and in harmony, things move more easily, more smoothly, more joyously, because the creative level of spirit and body come together. So today, let's communicate and rejoice about our infinite ability to create. So we know what the most important aspect of creativity is between spirit and body. It is grounding. Without grounding, your electrical system is not in control. So please create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine, through the chair, and the floor, and the earth, all the layers of the earth. And take some nice deep breaths as you do this to allow the body to relax. It needs oxygen. Part of your job on planet Earth as spirit is to learn again how to deal with the body. Oh yes, bodies need to breathe. They need oxygen. We can do without food and water for a significant period of time, but not oxygen. So take a nice deep breath and continue to feed your body this life-giving flow of oxygen. So just focus on your grounding. That's a creative level. You have no idea how creative it is for you, the spirit, to have a physical body and to have the information about how to ground this body. It's simply an electrical energy. And when you're able to ground it, it's safe. You're in control. It's more comfortable in its environment. You're able to work through it. So please pause and validate the importance of grounding and how essential it is for our creativity. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, who's the true creator? You are. You, the spirit. Now, you, the spirit, are in charge of everything in your body, every thought, every deed, everything. So let's pay attention. Allow that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit, to come to the top of your head. And pause for a moment, because at the top of your head is your crown chakra, where you know yourself as spirit. You can know the body. It's a nice place to sit for your knowingness of your God. Pause for a moment. Know yourself. You are spirit. Know your God. Because that's not comprehensible in the body. Simply be still and know. Then allow yourself to comfortably come down into the center of your physical head, a little above and behind your eyes, and know your body. That's the structure all around you. It's an amazing creation. Ideally, it's each one of us' favorite creation. Because without it, you're not going to get to play with the rest of us. Own this body. I know many people believe that children are a blank slate on which to write. Hopefully they have lots of children so they'll learn how ridiculous that is. The happiest families I've ever met are families that have a real amazing variety of personalities, because each child has been allowed to emerge as him or herself. And the creativity has been encouraged. And we're all different. If you don't believe me, sometime just look around at faces and body shapes, colors and hair, eyes. We're all unique. We're unique in the way we move and speak and look. How about the way we dress? Can you imagine us being any more in variety than that? It's so exciting. And if we go beyond our own nation, it gets very exciting. Creativity. It abounds. It's completely in us and around us. And as we rejoice in it rather than resisting it, life becomes a very exciting experience. Now, as we're focused on the body, I want you to just be aware, please, of your creativity within your body. I'm amazed at the new things that they're coming up with. I have to look at my computer news feed just to keep up with what people are doing with bodies. It's incredible. Be grounded and be in the center of your head and simply be aware of what you are doing within your body. Don't worry about the body system. It's an incredible machine. Your heart beats on its own. You breathe on your own. All these wonderful mechanisms are working within that body. And it's all a creative process. Look at all the cells you have. Do this from the center of your head, please. This is your creative miracle. And through this creative space, you can create within this world. My gosh, how exciting! You, the spirit, are playing God. You're a part of God. You are a God within your personal space. You are in charge of all those cells. You are in charge of that body through which you move and create spiritually. Just think of your cells like little planets. You have a really big universe. Be in the center of your head and get the concept that you are the God within your creative universe. Why do we get outside of ourselves when there's so much to stay busy with right there? Creativity. Infinite. Focusing in the center of your head, use your grounding and allow yourself to release anything that interferes with you creating inside yourself. I'm sure you'll come up with some interesting examples, and we all match so many of them, like, oh, but you're a healer, you need to give to everyone else first. Whoops. That makes for a grumpy soul and body both, right? No? Be in the center of your head. Release anything interfering with you, creating within yourself. Now you're going to find some fear emerge in the body with this. Because almost everyone has been taught you have to create for others. You have to constantly give to others. You have to constantly be outside yourself in order to keep a safe place. No effort, let go of any interference to creating within your space. What a joy. A joy beyond comprehension. If you're disturbed, you're unhappy, you're not creating within your space. What causes you not to create there within your absolutely spectacular body, your spectacular system that you have created? Maybe someone told you it isn't any good. And you were foolish enough to believe them. Poor me. I'm no good. How long do you carry that along? Oh, you get to be about 40 and you go, there's something wrong with this. Then it takes you to you're about 50 to go, yeah, there really is something wrong with it. But about 60 you hit, you know, I'm too old to put up with this anymore. Then you hit 70 and you just don't care. Take a nice deep breath and rejoice in what you have. There in the center of your head, you are the master of every bit of that. Unless, of course, you give it away. And that's your choice. All right, now let's take a look at what we're creating in the world around us. Because here we are, we've got our own little universe, but we're bumping up against all these other little universes. And it can be a lot of fun. Or it can be painful. And that's your creative choice. You're the creator. So let's take a moment, be in that neutral space in the center of your head, and tune in to one universe that you're bumping up against that's not comfortable. What's causing the discomfort? I know just the other day I was working with a group of people and we were having a lot of fun creating. And we were ridiculous, so we laughed a lot. But one of the things we were working with was one person that was affecting the group. And so we, you know, were looking at how we could help this situation. And it finally came back to each person there healing themselves and not resisting how they matched that other person. or not trying to heal them or fix them in their image of how they should be healed or fixed. And as soon as each person began to heal themselves, everybody began to feel better. The creativity flowed. The amusement increased. Everyone took their power back. Instead of resisting this other person who was trying to have power over everyone. And we know there are a few people like that in the world. But they're not your problem unless you let them be. You're the creator in your world. Breathe in, breathe out. So take a moment and meditate on what's causing the friction between you and this other universe. And begin to change that within yourself. If you resist something, guess what? You are it. Acknowledge yourself, what you're creating within you. And then you can see that other person much more clearly. Could be you're so much alike. Or it could be you're having difficulty allowing that other person to be in the painful position in which they are living. That's a challenge for everybody in this room. But that's all you can do. You can't change them. You can change yourself. So if you're resisting their painful situation or their struggle with themselves, what are you doing? You're adding to it. What if you just allow yourself to be you and be a loving presence? What if you let go of the ways you're similar with that person? You're going to give them room to grow and change. Creativity, what do you choose? Fight? I mean, that can be fun. Or letting go? Do you choose fear to create with, which seems to be extremely popular on planet Earth right now? I'm not saying that people don't love it. Or do you choose love? And those two are pretty much opposite. There are a lot of things in between. But if you are experiencing and expressing fear, you're not going to experience love. Another thing that's really underrated as far as how much it gets in the way of our creativity is hate. Hate is a really powerful emotion. It's a very powerful physical phenomenon. And a soul can create such a wall of hate that they are totally closed off from themselves, from their God, from everyone. And everything. No one can get to them. And these are sometimes the most difficult people to let go of. But that's part of your creativity, isn't it? To surround yourself with little universes of hate or little universes of love. What do you want to focus on in your world? How many of you found that you've changed friends as you've gotten to know yourself more? Might even let yourself have a really fun time. Do I have to have a landlord that's hateful? I don't know. I guess I do. That's my life. You're the creator. Woohoo! You create. You create everything. You create your own misery. You create your own joy. Breathe in, breathe out. Now let's have some more fun and let's let go of that person that we're resisting or trying to heal or whatever. And tune into somebody where you're enjoying your interaction with them. Notice how the energy in the room changed. It softened. If you can't find somebody that you're enjoying being with, this is a key for you right now in your growth. Meditate for a moment on how creative this interaction is. It doesn't have to be someone close or intimate. It could be somebody that just makes you smile and happy. I know there's a woman at a store that I go to periodically who is an absolute joy. I mean, I don't believe anybody could come into her presence without becoming happier. She's just loving. She's full of love. And everybody that goes in there gets some of that. It's enough to make you go back to the pharmacy even if you don't need to. There are people in this world who are so filled with love. It just comes from them. Be aware of somebody in your life that you're enjoying. They make you happy. And I bet you make them happy. See how creative this interaction is. It's no less or more creative than the other one. It's just a lot more fun, isn't it? Allow your grounding to help you release anything from your body that you need to right now. For spirit, it's all creativity. The body's a little more picky. Give yourself permission to be in harmony with your body right now by being grounded and in the center of your head. And talk to your body for a moment about what it would like to create. You're probably not going to provide all of its wants, but pause for a moment and talk to it about some of its needs that it would like, that it doesn't believe are being met. And allow yourself the spirit to focus on a creative level with your body. Take a nice deep breath. And as you create on planet Earth, remember to take your body into consideration. It's your vessel. It's your temple. It's the vibration through which you are flowing to create here on Earth. You may be wanting to bring in some joy to a situation, but the body's filled with some other emotion. Maybe it's filled with fear. And so you flow through that fear and wonder why people back off instead of coming forward. Part of your creativity here is knowing yourself. And all of you have great power, but you do have to acknowledge it so that you can be in charge of how you create and what you're creating through. So I'd like for you again to focus in the center of your head and let go of one thing in your body that interrupts your spiritual flow through the body. Maybe it's fear or hate or expectations. It could be anything. I don't want you to work on all of them. Just pick one. Let it go down your grounding. No effort. Remember, creativity on a spiritual level has no effort. And everything in the body has effort. It's quite a dichotomy. Operate as spirit for the moment and release with no effort. Now today I'd like for us to talk with Mary. What a creator. Mary was the mother of Jesus, which was an amazing challenge. And also she had other children besides Jesus. She had a large family, in fact. And that was a day and age where it wasn't as convenient to have a large family as it is now. So let's tune in to this incredible, beautiful soul we call Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, and say hello. Remember, the woman was a Jewess. And so she grew up in the Jewish faith. She was an amazingly strong woman. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence to communicate with Mary about your creativity. Because she is now one of the most powerful women on our planet. In her influence of others. And she did this with love and strength. Talk to her about your creativity. I do want to warn you, she says it like she sees it. Take a moment and let yourself receive a healing from this amazing soul. Take a nice deep breath. Thank her for all that she's given us. Thank her for all that she continues to give. Just let go of that image. And remember that you can call on any of the great teachers at any time, any place. And receive. And also give thanks, gratitude for all they shared. Take a nice deep breath. We're going to end our meditation with our communication with our God. So enhance your grounding. Be either in the center of your head or on top of your head, whichever is more comfortable for you. Let's bring in a bright gold energy through the top of the room and through the room and let it flow through each one of us, flowing through the entire room and into the earth, enhancing our vibration, raising the vibration of each body. And use this vibration to help us in our clear communion with our God. And then say hello to your God, the ultimate in creativity. Be aware there's no end to this creativity, and that you are a part of it. Pause for a moment, silent meditation with your God, on creativity. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body once again. Allow yourself to come into the center of your head. Enhance your grounding. Come back to physical world. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to this reality. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, bend forward, and release some energy. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.